Robin, you're absolutely right. I think it's fair to say that this entire episode, starting in March last year, has been an emotional roller coaster for the Robson family and for every banana grower in far north Queensland, waiting on tender hooks to find out whether or not the industry would be able to contain this disease. But yesterday, Bevan Robson, his wife Jenny, his daughters, his whole family, packed their last box of bananas on the farm that they started from scratch, said goodbye to their staff. They were fully anticipating that they would be settling with the industry, the peak body, the Australian Banana Growers Council, today on a $4.5 million buyout of their property. Now, the significance of the arrival of another suspected case, which we have to stress is only a suspected case. Biosecurity Queensland have taken samples from another farm and have sent those samples away to Brisbane for a full diagnostic process, the outcome of which probably won't be known for several weeks. But the critical thing for Bevan Robson and his family is the fact that this effectively puts that whole buyback deal in limbo, because $1.5 million worth of the $4.5 million price tag was to come from the federal government. And that money was predicated completely on the fact that this is in fact the only Queensland farm infected with Tropical Race 4. Now Biosecurity Queensland can't guarantee that. The federal government has effectively withdrawn their support, subject to the outcome of this latest round of diagnostics, and that of course has put Bevan Robson and his family in what can only be described as an extremely difficult situation. Now, I spoke with Bevan Robson just a few moments ago in his empty packing shed, just to find out how he and the family are feeling at this pivotal moment.
The last few days was very confident, and then that this deal was going to go through. And then 11 o'clock yesterday, we got the news that they found another positive and the deal was off.
So you had the last box of bananas packed, you had your staff here ready to say goodbye, and not then yet came the worst possible news.
Yeah, well, my wife and my daughter, they had everything ready to finish. We've had a barbecue had the barbecue lined up for the workers. And then, everyone was finishing yesterday, and now we've got to start up again. Get new staff, and it's very hard, very, very heart-wrenching.
How did that conversation feel when you were faced with the news, the worst possible news at the worst possible time?
Oh, it just took everything out of you. You just feel crook in the guts. And every morning we come to work, you just feel sick in the gut because you've got biosecurity here every day in the shed. And, you know, you're always worried they're going to reject the load because they used to be able to check them in line. Now they check the end of consignment when they finish. And if they do find a little bit of foreign matter in them, we've got to repack the whole lot, take it all, lids off them, and repack the whole consignment. And from day to day, you don't know where you are with them.
What has that done to your cost of production?
Charlie, our cost of production is $1.50, $2 more than any other farmer to produce. But they said, the politicians and that did tell us, no farmer's going to be worse off if they put their hand up with this disease, and it couldn't be more wrong. We have taken probably $1 million hit in the last 12 months.
The industry was poised to spend $4.5 million, most of that from levies paid by banana growers, to buy you out. Where does this leave you now, not knowing that sale could be in jeopardy?
We will start again. We'll start again, but we stopped bagging, bell injecting in the last week of July, and now we've got all this fruit, hadn't been bagged, and we've got another week and a half of fruit to cut. Then we'll have to wait till Christmas before we get our next lot of fruit in, and generally poor prices.
How long can you keep on going like this?
Charlie, more or less we can't keep going. I'd like some support, because we pay for the inspectors in the shed to test all our consignments, and if you're getting $2 less than everyone else in the market to produce them, you just can't keep going. It's all the profit, just all that up.
Yesterday you were prepared to walk off this farm, a farm that you've built over 29 years. What did it take to come to that decision, to accept that this was no longer going to be part of your future?
Well, yeah, Well, we thought we would have been here forever and a day. I thought this farm, we built it up. Me and my father started in about 34 years ago. I was half shares, and then me and my wife just brought, we started in 87, and we just done, yeah, just kept building up, bought other farms and just joined them all up. And our future was bright before we put our hand up for Panama. And we would have been still farming with the rest of them, but it just cost them too much.
Bev Robinson, who is a Tatali Panana grower, and he was with Charlie McKillop. And let's go back to Charlie McKillop, who has been at the Robsons property, and she is at the Robsons property. Charlie, where to from here?
Robin, I'm literally standing at the entrance of Bevan Robson's farm with Doug Phillips from the Australian Banana Growers Council. I've been decontaminated. Doug Phillips is still to go through the process, so we're speaking at the entrance of the property, not on the property. Doug Phillips, we've just heard Bevan Robson, the emotion in his voice as he's described not only the painstaking decision to leave this farm, but then this 11th hour intervention, which was obviously beyond the control of anybody. How do you describe this this setback in the negotiations that would have seen this property owned by the industry today if this hadn't occurred?
Oh, look, it's certainly not what we had hoped would happen. You know, it's certainly not where we wanted to be. We were certainly hoping that later today we would be settling and moving forward for everyone's sake. You know, Bevan's, the industry's, everyone's. It's unfortunate these samples are there. It's important to recognise that they are not confirmed at this stage. They are just purely samples, but we're in a position where we have to let the process go through. We are still certainly hopeful that they're going to come back negative and that we will, as soon as possible, still be able to proceed through to settlement.
Doug Phillips, just explain the process, because the industry, the Robsons, you're literally entering uncharted territory with this buyback. Why is the discovery of another suspected case such a pivotal development?
Basically, we're buying this farm as part of a containment strategy. So, you know, we were very clear in our negotiations right through the process that if there was a second detection, that we were probably not going to proceed. The important thing is because you can't eradicate this, containment is the critical thing. And if we could isolate it on the one property, that was very much the objective of buying it. It's not the only part of the strategy. All those other biosecurity controls that we have encouraged growers to adopt and implement are certainly still equally important. But if we can isolate it on this farm, we get rid of the bananas, we can help reduce the inoculum load. And that was why it was so critical. But if prior to settlement it was detected and confirmed somewhere else, then obviously that approach would need to be reconsidered, and that's why that clause is in there. Certainly, I think it's important at this stage, this is just a sample. There's been many samples collected over many farms over the course of 18 months. This is only another one. It is very early on in the sampling process and the diagnostic process. So, you know, we are still very much hopeful that this one, like all the others that have been collected, will come back negative, and that we still will have that opportunity to proceed through to settlement, let the Robsons move on with their lives, and give the industry the opportunity to still try and achieve the isolation of this farm.
If that test comes back, what does that actually mean for the industry in terms of your likelihood of being able to defeat Panama Tropical Race 4 in the Tully Valley?
Look, I think if in the early days anyone had sat here and said that we would still have this only on one farm 18, 19 months into this response, they probably would have laughed at us. You know, where we are is still a fantastic position to be in. Certainly we hope that this test, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of other samples collected in the coming months and years, will all come back negative, in that we can continue to have confidence that we have isolated it all, we have been successful in containing it on this property. You know, we've still got a long way to go before we know that. Even after this sample comes through, there definitely will be other samples collected. Yes, we're going to have our heart in our mouth at other times when we are waiting for those tests to run through. It's just unfortunate this one has come when it has and has had a little bit of an impact on our ability to settle.
How hard was it for you, Doug Phillips, to drive down this driveway yesterday, knowing the stage at which the Robsons were at in terms of their exit strategy, and tell them the worst possible news at the worst possible time?
Oh, look, it was very tough. It wasn't as tough on me as it was on the family. So, you know, we tried to be as sensitive as we could. I come to do it in person because that is the right thing to do. We would rather it be different, but unfortunately it is what it is, and we've got to try and work through that as efficiently and effectively as we can.
Why did it come at the 11th hour as it did when the samples were taken and dispatched to Brisbane on the weekend? Couldn't the family have been informed at an earlier stage?
Look, I'm not exactly sure why the decision was made when it was, and you know, we'd probably have to talk to other people about how it was. But certainly once we were aware that it was going to delay settlement, we informed the Robsons as quick as possible.
Doug Phillips from the Australian Banana Growers Council, thanks very much for bringing us up to date here on the Queensland Country Hour today. Robin, obviously the message is clear from the industry. They're determined to continue to make this deal work. We just have to play the waiting game, and no more so than for the Robsons, who need to know the outcome of this latest round of diagnostic tests.